The Soviet Union, the largest country in the world, sprawls across two continents, 11 time zones from west to east. But her greatest cities lie here in Europe, Leningrad in the north, a stone's throw from Scandinavia, and Moscow on the great Russian plain, the centerpiece of the nation in every respect. It was the great Russian poet Alexander Pushkin who wrote Moscow, how violently the name plucks at any Russian heart. For this is the focal point of the country. Government, religion, education, the very spirit of the Soviet Union makes its home in Moscow. 8 million people also live in the metropolis, about as many as in New York or London, but they're squeezed into an area only half London's size. It was Prince Yuri Dolgoruki who, in the year 1147, first established a settlement here on a bluff overlooking the Moscow River. Despite being sacked and burned by the invading Tartars in the next century, Moscow soon became the seat of the Russian Orthodox Church, and by the 16th century had grown outwards into a thriving city, centered around the Kremlin, the headquarters of the Tsars. In 1812, Napoleon invaded Russia with 600,000 troops. In a desperate attempt to keep Moscow out of Napoleon's hands, the defenders set fire to their own capital. For 3 days, Moscow burned. The Kremlin was badly damaged, and two-thirds of the city was razed. The city was threatened again during World War II. This time, it was 75 Nazi divisions who laid siege. Government officials, children, and art treasures were evacuated as the Germans approached to within 10 miles. But for 6 months, the city held fast. In the end, the Battle of Moscow proved to be the Nazis' first major defeat of the war. Through the centuries, the heart of Moscow has always been the Kremlin, the seat of the government. A city within a city, surrounded by a wall 1.5 miles long and up to 20 feet wide. The Kremlin's 60 acres of palaces, museums, and churches make it Europe's most concentrated expression of the art, architecture, and history of a single nation. Russians go even further. One playwright wrote, "The earth, as we all know, begins at the Kremlin. It is her central point." The Kremlin's most conspicuous landmark is the bell tower of Ivan the Great. Built on the site of an old church nearly 500 years ago, the bell tower was, until World War II, Moscow's tallest building. Just outside of the Kremlin lies Red Square, which in medieval times was an enormous marketplace. Today, the square is the setting for the Soviet Union's most splendid pageantry, the May Day Parade and the anniversary of the Russian Revolution, celebrated each October. Red Square has always been a central gathering place, even in the days of the Tsars. In fact, its name in Old Slavonic actually means Main Square, or Beautiful Square. Also in Red Square is the tomb of Vladimir Ilyich Lenin, founder of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union and still revered as the father of the revolution. The tomb, built of black granite 6 years after his death, is the scene of a solemn changing of the guard every hour of every day.